John, the numbers that Rivers is putting up are very impressive. His percentage accuracy, his touchdowns, the interception ratio. What is it that he seems to be doing this year to make himself better?
Well, he's a seasoned vet. You know, he's got great weapons around him, but he's a gamer, man. You know, he's a gunslinger. I love his game. He's a great person. And, you know, you look at the numbers, the fact, you know, they're number two in the league in third down conversions. Well, that's the money down. That's what we call it because, you know, this is how you either get off the field or you extend drives and get points. And they have some big wins in the division against Philly and Dallas. So we got our hands cut out for us, but we know that it's on us this week. We got to stop their offense because that's what makes them go.
Yet there have been games when their offense hasn't moved the ball well and they have been beaten. Is there a common thread, generically speaking, that you could tell us as to why they haven't done it well?
Well, you try to look at what they do well and take that away from them. You know, they run the ball well with Matthews. They have, you know, Gates, who's a matchup nightmare for everybody. And, you know, if you can take those two guys out of the game, you have an opportunity to win. But at the same time, you know Rivers is going to make that spectacular play, third down, you know, keep the chains moving, and that's how they win games.
John, how difficult is Woodhead to deal with? He just seems to do everything for them.
Well, you know, he's one of those guys, he's overcome the odds, and I think he keeps that chip on his shoulders. You know, Steve Smith is the same way. You know, a guy who's going to go out there and lay it on the line because he's always trying to prove himself. He never feels like he's arrived. So, you know, from a distance, you're a fan just watching him. Love the way he plays. He's hard. He's a tough-nosed kid. I mean, playing against him in New York when he was here with the Jets.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's a great football player. But, you know, he does some things out of the backfield where, you know, with 4-4 speed, you know, Sprozy down in New Orleans does the same thing. It's hard to contain those guys out of the backfield.
When you look at him initially, maybe if you don't know his body of work, is it easy to overlook a guy like that? Do you see his size and you're kind of like, this guy can't hurt us? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no question. But he's a lot bigger than you think. Yeah. You know, up close and personal, he's a, you know, a stocky back.
When you see the game Justin had last week, 4 sacks, NFC defensive player of the week. What did you think about the way he played?
Oh, it was great, man. You know, he had a motor chasing RG3 around. Who, you know, is a nightmare in itself to try to get a sack on. But, you know, you do your job and you stay the course and you keep pressing. That's all he does. He's just so consistent at continuing to strive and give great effort on every play. And, you know, the sacks, they come like that. They come in bunches sometimes. And it was a great performance.
This offense, San Diego, they can score points. They beat Philly. They beat Dallas, two teams in the division. What's it going to take to stop them?
Well, you know, first off, you know, you go out and it's the same game plan every week. Make him one-dimensional. If he has the option to throw and run and it's going well for him, it'll be a long day. You know, obviously, he's a veteran quarterback, one of the best in the league. He's a Pro Bowler. He's done it all. He's played at a high level, consistent level. But it starts with him. So we're going to do some things to mix it up in the back end, try to get after him and pressure him and hopefully have an opportunity to win the game.
You guys still feel like this is a playoff team?
Yeah, I mean, we need help. It sucks when it's out of your control, but all we can do is worry about what we can control, which is, you know, beating San Diego.